Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
And Thursday evening, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL, the Comfort Zone, always bringing real artists and, more importantly, real music back to their ways on a very magnificent Thursday evening. And tonight's artist spotlight, gifted vocalist, not only vocalist, model, actress, triple threat, she does it all. And might I also add, captivatingly beautiful, Lord have mercy, the incredible Miss Cherise Mills, as we have the honor of debuting her new hit single featuring French Montana Champagnes on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Comfort Zone. It is my honor of welcoming Cherise Mills to the show. Princess, how are you doing this evening?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. First and foremost, thank you for joining us this evening and congratulations on a wonderful new project.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. Now, I've had an opportunity to listen to your voice several times, and it's very rare for me to say that someone blows me away. Your voice is simply incredible. I mean, really, really incredible. Being blessed with that kind of voice, I know as far as especially listening to you when you were singing opera, which just mesmerized me. Did you have in the early stages people wanted to try to put you in a box and give you to one direction of the kind of music that they felt that you should be pursuing after?
Absolutely, I did. And that's why I've been doing this project independently, because, you know, the vision that I saw with my music, not too many saw it. So I had to create it for them to understand what pop opera really was. You know, what they wanted to just make me just one type of singer. And I'm like, that wasn't me. So I had to figure it out myself and train myself. And, you know, here we go.
Absolutely. You know, in this industry, how should I say, image, quote unquote, image is everything. And they like to put us in our own little box. I mean, your beauty is second to none. But I may ask, does it sometime become a hindrance where you say, I'm fine, I accept and I appreciate you saying that I'm beautiful, but I want to be known and I want to be respected for my talent? Does that sometimes get
exactly
frustrating?
It really was, you know, especially being a woman in the business, your talent isn't taken seriously at all. They look at you and think you're just a sex kitten or or something. But I'm so grateful that there are a few handful of people in the business that do know as much talent as I do have and do respect that. And I pray that the world sees that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For you, just, you know, we're going to step back just a little bit. If say you're a completely different person, you're Donna Williams, and someone say, hey, have you ever heard of Cherise Mills? And you say, when I go listen to her, what would be the first thing you would say? How would you describe Cherise Mills as an artist?
Well, my slogan is simply amazing. And that, not right, just amazing, amazing.
Lord have mercy. How do you define amazing? What do you find so captivating about yourself?
Well, I bring something different to the table. I like that, you know, not too many women are in doing classical music, and especially in my culture. You know, I'm from the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago, and I just feel like I don't want to give up this God-given talent just because of the image that I have. So I figured out a way to mix the two with pop and opera together.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it definitely resonates through your music. You know, music has changed so dramatically over the years, where a lot of emphasis has been on quote unquote gossip instead of music, which to me personally, I really strongly detest. For you, how important is it to you to keep that kind of balance? Because in today's industry and quote unquote, the social media, they want to know so much more about the artist. Do you think a lot of times it's kind of difficult to keep that kind of balance and say, hey, look, I love my listeners, I love my supporters, but there's a personal life and then there's the business. How have you been able to maintain that?
Well, honestly, being an artist, you sacrifice that. And I love my followers. I actually live for that. You have to really want that and respect that. A lot of people want privacy, but being an artist, there really isn't any privacy. What you put out there is what they're going to get. So it all depends on how you want to portray yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you say portray, and I'm going to kind of piggyback on a little bit. For you, when you first go into the studio, do you have an idea as far as the vibe, as far as a particular producer that you want to work with and say, you know what, they understand me, they get me, and I know by them understanding and getting me, they can actually pull the best out of me?
I do have a few people that I work with that do get my voice. In the beginning, it was a battle because, you know, we had to figure out how to blend opera with pop. And now that I've set a platform, I have so many amazing producers that are just reaching out to me wanting to join the project. So, you know, it's really just, there's no vibe in particular that I go into the studio for. It's just creating on the spot.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier about followers and the support that you have actually have been given has just been incredible. For you, who were some of the artists that had an indelible imprint on you growing up? Someone that you just like, wow, that just really just took my breath away, that you were really mesmerized with?
Well, one of my idols, Celine Dion and Whitney Houston, those two were the main two that I grew up on that really made an impact, because not only did they have a very big voice, but they had the discipline that I was taught with back in school.
Discipline. That's rather taboo in today's industry.
I know it is. It's really taboo.
Very, very taboo. How have you managed to not lose yourself and not get caught up in the business side, as far as, you know, people are constantly telling you, oh, you're great, you're this, you're that, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread? How have you been able to maintain a balance?
Honestly, just having a really good support team around me. You know, I'm really close with my mom, and I have a really good couple of friends that really keep me balanced. And if I ever steer away, they're right there to say, ah, Sharif, nope. Got to nip this in the bud. So they really keep me grounded. They really do. And that's so important in this business, to have really good people around you to show you. Because sometimes you don't see it. You know, you're caught up in the world in the moment, and you don't realize it. So I always try to be on my best behavior.
In the words of Anita Baker, we get somewhat caught up in the rapture. We constantly have people telling us how... You know, you're just great. There's nothing that you do is wrong. Now, for you, one of the things I truly love about you, besides your voice and just being so extremely talented, the brand. I mean, you are not limiting yourself to what you want to do. And I know you dabbled in some acting. What is it about acting where you take the corporation of acting and doing stage work and also doing it on stage?
Well, being an opera singer, you kind of get the skills from in school where you're acting the role of that scenery. So I've always had that imprinted in me from just my music, because I had to act the part. I had to act like the dying woman or the woman falling in love, and portray that through my voice, so that the listeners, even though they didn't understand the language, because I sing in multiple languages, even though you don't understand what I'm saying, you feel it through my facial expressions, through how I sing it with my voice, to where it is acting even through music.
Absolutely. Now, as far as exuding so much passion, you give so much of yourself in a performance. How are you able to come down from that kind of emotional high after that?
Honestly, you don't. You really don't. If you put yourself all the way into your music, you're living it within that time. You know, it takes a while just to really breathe out of it and get out of that moment. But that's what it's about, actually feeling it yourself, so that your listeners will feel it too.
Right. You know, we go through our daily ups and downs, or as I like to say, little bumps in the road. For you, how therapeutic is music for Sharice Mills?
I'm sorry, say that again, you cut out.
No, I was saying, how therapeutic is music for you?
Oh my gosh, it's everything. You know, I feel like music, my whole motto is music is like the food to our souls. You know, we need that in order to connect to each other. And through music, we can make you happy, we can make you sad, we can heal. So I feel it's very therapeutic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We've been joined by the incredible Sharice Mills as we get deep in some champagne. Yes, Lord. French Montana. Now, how did that collaboration come together?
Honestly, I've always been a very big fan of him, and I reached out to his management. And I made things happen to where we can collaborate on this record. I felt like he was best fit for it. And I wanted, you know, to give back to the Moroccan culture, because I just love the beauty of, you know, their buildings and whatnot.
Right. Now, what inspires you as far as writing is concerned? Is it something, or, you know what, be a little bit more specific. Is there any particular city or country that you have been to that really inspires you musically?
Musically, I wouldn't say that. I love to travel. I love culture, you know, and whatnot, but I don't feel like there's anything that really inspires me musically. Okay. I feel like just life inspires me more so than a specific city. You know, my music, I write to actual things that happen to me in my life.
Do you find that somewhat difficult? Because I know a lot of artists that I've had the opportunity and pleasure of speaking to, some of them, I'm not saying all, but some of them find it very challenging to being able to I guess, to be that kind of vulnerable, to give the listeners or quote-unquote followers that kind of insight, who they are. I mean, because as you said, we go through everyday problems just like everybody. And to give them that much insight to who we are and show that sense of vulnerability, how long did it take for you to get comfortable with that?
Honestly, it was a battle, because I was trained to sing dead people's music at first. Singing classical music, it's like written centuries ago. So when I had to start learning to write my own music, it took me a while, because you have to open up and actually write poems. So I just start, my trick was to write poems instead of songs and then transform them into music in order to be able to open up. And I just started writing stories and things that I've been through and things that I wanted to do, like making up fictional stories. And, you know, it helped. And working with amazing writers such as Neo and Sean Kingston, they're so amazing writers. I was able to learn the business through my mutual friends.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of artists that are just getting involved or even remotely thinking about getting involved in the music industry is business first. For you, how imperative has it been for you to have a strong team and being truly being able to understand the business aspect of the industry and your brand in general?
It's so important. If anybody will tell you, I'm always about my business. I kind of sometimes have to take a step back and just be the artist, but it's so difficult because I want everything right. I want to make sure things get done, and I'm always hands on. And I think it's so important as an artist to be involved in what's going on so you can understand all the things that are involved to become this great artist.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, and I've said this numerous times, I think the great aspect about being an independent artist is that you have complete creative control of what mm-hmm. you're doing. You're the boss. How important is it to you to have that kind of power saying, you know what, this is what I want to do. I don't want to be a puppet on the string because I want to be able to do what I feel and what I believe. How important is it to you to have that kind of control over your career?
It is extremely important. And that's why I haven't went around shopping for a deal. I'm sure I could go to different labels right now at this point in time, but I wanted to set my own tone in the business and say, this is when I want to drop the single. This is how I want to do it. This is how I want to develop my voice. This is the song I want first. It's so important because I get to choose that. You know, of course I have people that I also get advice from, but at the end of the day, I'm not an artist that may get shelved and say, oh, wait 1 year. You know, this is my time now. And I feel like this is when I want to release it. Why not? You know, music is never expires. It's a matter of just timing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially with the enhancement of social media, because you can reach everyone internationally, where, you know, the years that I was growing up, which I'm going to keep to myself, where now an artist does not have to travel city to city, state to state, to conduct interviews or promote what they're doing. What has the feedback been overall as far as outside the United States towards your music?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. I have a couple of UK radio stations already playing the record. We've reached out to some countries out in the Middle East as well. It's such a great support. Even with you, you're in Houston, Texas. I just feel amazing to get the support and the reach out to want to be a part of your station, you know, not just internationally, globally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But like I've always told my listeners, we want our music shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. And speaking of shaken and never stirred, I know the listeners are going to get on me. They said, Teddy Bear, be sure to ask Charisse. And I said, I'm going to ask her. Now, you know, we can be somewhat spoiled. You know, you have provided us with a slice of cheesecake with champagne. When can we expect either an EP or a full album?
I am preparing to have that full album by the top of next year. Honestly, it's just a matter of the right compilation. I have enough music to put out an EP. Do I feel like I can bring more to the table? Yes, I'm growing every day. Every time I go into that studio, my voice grows and I learn new things and my sound changes. And the first 10 records I did a month ago, and I create another 10 records, and those are better than the first 10 records. So I just keep evolving. It's just a matter of saying, okay, hey, you know what? Let's get what we have and put it out there. You know, so I'm testing it out with a few singles. So you will be getting another single very soon. I actually threw out another throwaway remix single I did called Gypsy Woman. I remixed Crystal Waters' old hit. I loved that song. I grew up with it back when my mom, you know, was raising me in New York. So I just gave homage to her by remaking that song. I don't know if you guys heard it yet, but you can definitely go and check it out. You know, soon you'll get another single.
Now, for all the listeners, you heard that now. She made a promise, okay? So when it's ready, we will definitely, we will definitely debut it here. And make sure you get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Head over to Sharice's official website. That's at sharicemills.com. And you can also join the movement on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Sharice Mills. And last but certainly not least, on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/contact Sharice. You are a very strong, very independent woman. And I love that. Do you find some
Thank you.
Do you find sometimes people can be somewhat intimidated by that?
Oh my gosh, I get that all the time. I think that's why I'm single.
What, I mean,
I think I'm too strong of a woman.
Really? You think you're too strong of a woman? No.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, you got to learn to take a step back and let that man open the door and let the man take control. It's, you know, it's a battle.
But you know something, some things are worthwhile fighting for. So it's all right.
That's
and speaking, yes, it is. And speaking of worthwhile fighting for, let's get into it. Of course, the new hit single from the incredible Sharice Mills featuring French Montana with Champagne here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Champagne by the very extremely talented Sharice Mills featuring French Montana. Remember, family, the single is available on iTunes, Google Play. But for those who are feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And again, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Sharice's official website. That's at ShariceMills.com. Also on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/ShariceMills. And the same for Facebook. Princess, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. This is definitely.
Thank you.
Oh,
it was my pleasure.
It's your home. So whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And much continued success, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
And thank you all for listening in. I look forward to hearing from you all again soon.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. Thank you, my queen.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You do the same. The very talented Sharice Mills here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the single is available as we speak, so make sure you go out and get it. Remember, it's about quality, not quantity. And speaking of quality, is it okay if we go back a little bit in time with Charlie Wilson, or as he's affectionately known as Uncle Charlie, with Charlie Wilson, last name, yes, Lord, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO.
Yo, see, man, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. If I could take you out, a good time, invite you to my house, here is my number, girl, you can call me, and don't forget it, the name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here without this girl, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl,
how you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Give me my number, call me, take up the phone, don't forget my name, Charlie.
Turner, Chris Rob. No, I'm sorry, fam. I just got a little bit of a joke I was told by my program director, Miss Lewis. I'll let you in on it a little bit later. But the very talented Chris Rob, I'll be here waiting for you here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Again, a very special thank you to the very talented Cherise Mills. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this evening. Remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Champagne, featuring French Montana, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live on the wild side, somewhat adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. Stop by the official website. That's at CheriseMills.com. Same thing for Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/CheriseMills, and also on Facebook at Facebook.com/ContactCheriseMills. Man, a beautiful evening. I want to send out a multitude of apologies to all the many listeners and supporters out there. We were scheduled to be on last night and have the very talented, my girl, Justina Valentine, and we had some major technical difficulties, but don't worry, no need to fear. We will definitely reschedule it, but the teddy bear is something very, very special for all the many listeners and supporters next week. But the only way that you can find out, you have to stop by the official website to get the updates. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, join the movement. You said, well, what kind of movement? Bringing substance back to their waves. Catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO radio. And while I got you here, like Linus is blanket, all comfy and cozy, let's get lost into a little bit of you know what? I'm feeling some Christian Gregory. Yes, I am with Count on You. Teddy Bear can always do that here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. I need a prayer for today's world. Things to do.
gotta go before the day is through. Don't get blind in your mind, just take your time. A friend will just let you know what it is you got to do. You won't be long till we make it through.
Hey, I can always count on you. You can count on two. We'll be right back.
the very talented Felicia Temple. Hope she was worth it here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And speaking, hoping she was worth it, Lord and mercy, won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as we welcome another equally, super talented artist by the name of Sade Serena, as she debuts her new single, Whatever You Want. I like that. Whatever You Want. Yes, Lord. Looking forward to having her on the show. And again, family, to make sure to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, head over to the official website. That's at www.lotothecomfortzone.com. Also on Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And last but certainly not least, you can also get your buddies on Instagram. Yeah, we're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. And for 24 hours, nonstop music, live streaming music, Lord and mercy, be sure to stop by the official website. And we have a huge announcement, but we're going to let you in on it tomorrow night. I promise you, very huge announcement. And we are really thrilled, very stoked, as my program director likes to say. I want to thank everybody this evening. Again, a very special thank you to Sharice Mills. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this evening. And again, family, be sure to purchase the new single, Champagne, featuring French Montana. Yes, Lord. Hey, let your fingers do the walk and get some substance in your life. But what we're going to do, we're going to close it with my girl. You see, your girl, you have so many of them, Teddy Bear. Shh. Let's keep it on a secret. The incredible Alita Adams. Take care. Love one another. Until tomorrow night, much love to you here from the Teddy Bear in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
In the long and lonely hours, as I bear the cross of pain, I've been waiting for an answer. Now I'm asking you again to relieve me on my journey from a load that's hard to bear. Help me reach my destination. Will you come and take me there? I get flowers and well wishes with a card or sentiment. Some have written off my future, 'cause my body's so far spent. I hear whispers in the distance from the ones who care for me. I hear frustration, 'cause they don't have what I need. Lord, can't you hear me in my suffering? Prayers of a sorrowful song. Father, come near me, help me, love me. Don't let me anguish too long. I have struggled on my own, but I know I'm not an island. I can't handle this alone. As I bear with my affliction, Father, hurry